Country Pop FM.
Can you give me a full list of all of the musical instruments and noisemakers that you may have used?
Yeah.
So I can disinfect them?
Yes.
Possibly. I mean, it's just, I know you're not infected. I just want to...
Yeah, no.
It's precautionary.
Precautionary. Yeah, I use the big cowbell, the kind of rustic brown one, and then the... That's a good one.
The rustic brown one. That's old. That's vintage.
Yeah, that is vintage. And then just the bell here on the...
Okay, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
So there's those two.
Hey, a reminder, if you are self-quarantined or social distancing, hunkering down, staying at home with all this, remember, you can relive past almanacs at mybobcountry.com if you want a good laugh or a good reason to shake your head and go, geez, what are those guys doing over there? There's your chance right there.
Do it.
It's a good 14, 15 minutes if you need to kill some time. Monday, March 16th, 76th day of the year, 290 left to go, 1882, U.S. Senate approved a treaty allowing the U.S. to join the Red Cross. It's about time. 1882, we're part of the Red Cross.
Yes, I like that.
You were good good with that, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
They come in handy.
Move.
We might be using them in this whole thing.
That's right.
So in 1915, the Federal Trade Commission began operating. Hmm. Government-appointed group was formed to regulate commerce and prohibit unlawful trade. They did nothing, though, with the Herschel Walker trade.
How did that slip through?
How did the FTC not step in and stop the Herschel Walker trade?
They could see it was a horrible, one-sided deal.
It was. Yeah. Tell Mike Lynn that, excuse me, because it's right there in their bylaws. They're there to prohibit unlawful trade, and it was unlawful, I think.
Right.
1935 in the news, Adolf Hitler ordered a German rearmament and violated the Versailles Treaty. Why we allowed him to do that, I don't know. Did we not think he was going to be a threat?
Well,
he basically rearmed Germany
right
under our noses in violation of the Versailles Treaty from World War I, and we all know what happened there. That's why we take all these dictators and things so serious now, is because... We learned our lesson with Hitler, World War II, when it comes to trying to prevent some of these crazies from taking power and arming and having kind of weapons that they shouldn't have.
Right.
So that was in 35. In 45, this was the date that the Japanese island of Iwo Jima was secured by the Allies. A couple of weeks prior, they had raised the flag. The Marines raised the flag on Mount Suribachi.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention that? Was that maybe it was during the weekend or was it a day that I was gone? Did you mention that? That was sometime in February.
I don't remember me doing that one. I might have been on the weekend.
It probably was. So that was 1945. In 63, this song was released. It was a magic day.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie.
Every song needs more triangle.
Right.
Just ask Ed Grimley. So, Puff the Magic Dragon, released by Peter, Paul, and Mary. There are no drug references in that one, is there? Isn't that the claim? I thought it was just a kid's song.
I did too.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Little did we know.
1963. 1964, Say It Ain't So, George Papadopoulos, as Paul Hornung and Alex Karras reinstated to the NFL after an 11-month suspension for betting on football games.
Oops.
They were betting on football, and they were playing football. Do you get the George Papadopoulos reference there, Neil?
I should.
Think deep.
I am.
Alex Karras.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I could have said Mongo as well.
Right.
But that was a character he played on Webster.
Right.
He was Webster's adoptive foster dad or whatever it was.
Yes. Mongo on Blazing Saddles.
He was
Saddles.
Mongo. Was he a pawn in the game of life?
Yes, he was.
As I remember.
Yes, he was.
And then in 74 on this day.
Thank you very much. It's such a wonderful program. We'll never see nothing like this in our state again. Never have before. Mr. President,
So that's Roy Acuff. That is at the Grand Ole, the brand new Grand Ole Opry House. You know, they had outgrown the Ryman, so they moved out to Opryland.
Yes.
And they built a new Opry House in 1974, the first ever performance at the new Opry House. And President Richard Nixon was there, and he played the piano. Let's listen.
Tricky Dick.
Yeah, he's talented. That's Richard Milhouse Nixon on the piano at Opryland.
Tickling the ivory.
So that was this day, 1974. Nice. 85 in the news.
When I saw them pulling him toward the car, I tried to advance towards one of the gunmen. He waved his pistol at me as if to go away.
Anderson.
That was this day in 85. That was an eyewitness who saw journalist Terry Anderson get kidnapped by gunmen in Beirut. He was released in 1991, so it was like 6.5 years later.
That's a long time.
He was, didn't he work for the AP?
I think it was.
Or was it UPI? He was one of those two news services. He was held captive for more than 2,400 days. What sounds like more, 6.5 years or 2,400 days?
They both sound painfully long to me.
1991, there was sad news in country music.
This is for my 8 buddies.
And those 8 buddies were the 7 members of Reba McEntire's band and her road manager, who were killed on this date in a private plane crash near California's border with Mexico. It was kind of similar to the Kobe Bryant crash, which was a helicopter, though, but low visibility. They crashed basically into a hill or a mountain, and it was Pilot Air. And that was the state 1991, and that audio was from the ACMs later on in the year where she won the ACM, and she dedicated it, as she said there, to her 8 buddies. McEntire was on a separate plane.
Right.
You know who else could have been on that plane? Faith Hill.
Oh, really?
Faith Hill was a backup singer for Reba McEntire, but was not on the trip. And Faith said the reason she wasn't on that trip, not because she decided not to, because she wasn't that good of a backup singer. They didn't want her to go on the trip.
Wow.
So pretty amazing.
That is
inside. So that was 1991. 2005 in the news.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Robert Blake, not guilty of the crime of first-degree murder of Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Sure. Beretta was not guilty. Mm-hmm. His parrot, though, was. Beretta's parrot.
Egregious behavior.
Yes, exactly. Robert Blake not guilty this date, 2005. And then 1 year ago this date.
Girlfriend gets squid beaks, puncturing because it got so thin from so much plastic that it's trying to digest and it can't digest it. So literally these little squid beaks are like little needles, giving her basically an ulcer.
So that, is a marine biologist. Is anybody here a marine biologist? Well, this guy is, and they are looking over a beached dead whale in the Philippines where they found 88 pounds of plastic inside of this whale a year ago, including 40 pounds of plastic bags in the Philippines for this dead whale, 2019.
Too much garbage in the ocean, we can tell that.
Birthdays now today.
A view of Bo Jangles and a dance for you. Worn out shoes.
Jerry Jeff Walker, he wrote this song, Neil.
It's a good one.
And as you know, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band made it famous.
Yes, they did.
And have a slightly different interpretation of it.
Jeff's so high.
Jerry Jeff Walker has a different interpretation just on, about on everything.
Yes, he does.
He's got a whole different kind of phrasing and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what makes him him.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
So 78 for Jerry Jeff Walker here today. Still going strong.
Yes.
At 78.
Oh. Did hear everything that happened on that date. We'll do it in 2 and 2.
Right back. 2 and 2, Chuck Woolery. And Chuck Woolery is such a smart man. He knew that it was more than just 2 minutes.
Right.
They were taking a 2-minute break from his show, but there were 2 seconds worth of bumper music either going into the break or coming out of the break. Mm-hmm. So he knew it was 2 and 2. 2 minutes, 2 seconds.
Sometimes it felt like it was 2 minutes network, 2 minutes local. It was a 4-minute
It was
break.
Way too long because we needed to hear about the date.
Right.
And see.
I didn't want to be gone that long.
And I wanted to see who the audience picked, too. You know,
yes.
This poor loser.
Right.
With the 80s haircut, the mullet. A lot of big hair on Love Connection, as you recall. Chuck Woolery, game show host. I loved him on Scrabble. He's very good at that.
He was good at that.
79 every day. Ponch is 71.
Good right there.
So, Ponchirello, Francis Ponchirello, Eric Estrada, 71. You even had a crush on him, I'm sure.
Well, who didn't?
Who didn't? I mean, you had your Ponch, you had your John, you had your Contrer, your Grossman, your Harlan. He was the guy who was the mechanic. He was in the long white. Remember him?
Yes.
He had the long white coat.
Oh,
I mean, it looked like he was performing
that.
Surgery.
Right.
But he's changing oil on motorcycles.
On.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Eric Estrada, happy birthday to him. He is 71 today. My favorite part of Chips is like the opening scene is they'd have all these crashes up on the 501.
Yeah.
Be up the 501, and cars would just be flipping and flying all over the place for no reason.
Right.
There are
they weren't running into anything that we could see.
They were just...
This went airborne.
I think it was just a temporary loss of gravity.
It might have been.
The Earth's gravity. There was a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull, and these cars all of a sudden just... Become airborne.
Go,
start flying zone.
With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
They were pretty good at that Texas swing thing.
Boogie back to Texas.
Wouldn't you say?
I would say they're very good. Big Ray.
Ray Benson is celebrating today. He is 69. He took that whole Bob Wills thing, and obviously with the Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, probably a very big, big influence on Ray Benson, don't you think?
Huge.
To have been.
Yep.
So
Ray
very Benson,
good.
He's
like
big.
That.
What is he, about 6'7"?
Yeah, at least.
At least?
Yeah, 6'6", 6'7".
So he's 69. Ozzie Newsome, pretty good tight end for the Cleveland Browns. One of the great Cleveland Browns of all time.
Yep.
Ozzie Newsome is 64.
Went into the front office then.
He is, yeah, but the Ravens.
Teams, yeah.
He's the Ravens, right?
Yep.
Wasn't he not? Is he still with the Ravens now? Or did he go back to Cleveland?
I don't know.
I don't follow NFL GMs as much anymore. Stan Thorne, who played keyboards, maybe still does. You'd have to double check for Shenandoah.
Yeah.
1959, born on this day. That would make him 61.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're familiar with that. How about Nancy Wilson? Are you ready for it? It's coming.
I am.
There it is. Pretty good guitarist. Again, her sister Ann did most of the singing, and then Nancy would do some harmonizing. I saw them at the XL Energy Center last year. I thought they were very good.
They still could do it.
Yeah, they can still rock out. So Nancy Wilson, 66 from Hart. Who else do we have here today? Oh, our rapper of the day. We do
who
have
is
a
the rapper of the day.
Let me hear you say, Flavor Flav!
Flavor Flav, the guy who wears the clock around his neck.
The big chain and the clock.
Yeah, he had his own show where they were like trying to find him a girlfriend or whatever, Flavor of Love. That was awkward. 61 today.
I think I'll wear a clock.
Yeah.
Who comes up with that?
He always knows what time it is.
Well,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, he's never late.
Are you a big fan of the Gilmore Girls, Neil? You should be.
I guess.
Got a good theme here with Carole King singing it.
Yeah, this is good.
Lauren Graham, 53. She was Lorelei Gilmore on the Gilmore Girls. She's 53. One more.
Oh, I know that.
Eddie Van Halen's son. The son that I'm assuming his mom is Valerie Bertinelli.
Yes.
There he is playing a little Eruption.
Is he named after Mozart?
He should be. Or he might be named after Eddie Munster's toy on the Munsters. Wasn't that Wolfgang?
I think so.
I think it was.
Yeah.
So, or just Wolfie. I can't remember. But anyway, Wolfgang Van Halen, 29.
He plays as well, yeah.
Yeah, he can play pretty well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's good as his dad, but he's right up there.
His dad world
that
class.
That sounded pretty good.
Sure. It did. Gone but not forgotten today. President James Madison was born on this day, 1751. Take my wife. Please, comedian Henny Youngman.
A man brings his boss home for dinner. Woman lets him in. He says, was that your wife let us in? He said, would I hire a maid that ugly?
Let's get a couple more in here.
Jeez. Two guys meet once. He says, how's your children? He said, I haven't got any children. He said, what do you do for aggravation?
One more.
Little old man gets hit by a car. The cop props him against the wall, covers him up with a blanket. He says, you're comfortable? He says, I make a nice living.
He was a master of the one-liners.
He certainly was. Comedian Henny Youngman there, born on this day, 1906. Our former First Lady of the day, speaking of tickling the ivory, mm-hmm. Pat Nixon.
Pat was there at the Opry House that
night.
Was
she there? Okay, I would think so. Watching
her
husband.
She was playing the tambourine.
Watching her husband perform. She was married to Richard Nixon. Pat Nixon, 1912. Academy Award-winning actress Mercedes McCambridge from All the King's Men is where she won her Oscar. You may remember her from Johnny Guitar, 1916. And entertainer, the one and only Jerry Lewis.
Yes, as a matter of fact, now that you bring it up, the additive was specifically three parts carbon, five parts hydrogen, one part nitrogen, and three parts oxygen.
Which, of course, is?
And nitroglycerin.
The results were?
Negative.
And
the original Nutty Professor.
That's everybody. Pretty good. He was born Joseph Levitch, and he went by Jerry Lewis, and he was a very funny man. Of course, raised a ton of money for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Born on this day, 1926, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
I'll be back for the All Request Lunch Hour. Plan on it, noon to one today. Would you like to start your Bobathon and your no-repeat workday with Exile, She's a Miracle, mm-hmm. Toby Keith, American Ride, or Colin Ray, I Can Still Feel You?
With Exile coming to Iconic Fest, which we hope does not get postponed, it's in July, let's go Exile.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI